Hey, Manjit, I will sell you this pen for $1 million.
Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Just buy it.
No.
Buy the pen.
No.
Just buy the damn pen.
You know, you really need to work on your sales skills.
Hey, guys, so this episode is sponsored by Sales Society. As everyone listening knows, part of starting a successful startup is sales. And Sales Society is a place where you can learn sales techniques and tips to grow your business.
Now, we wouldn't bring you something that we haven't tried ourselves. I personally have used Sales Society's courses and learned how to follow up creatively without nagging, how to re-engage those disappearing clients, as well as how to schedule more meetings that result in closing more sales and getting referrals.
And of course, we got you guys an amazing deal. If you head over to the link in the episode description, salessocietymm.com, and put in the offer code YELLA at checkout, you will get 2 months free Gold Pass access, which means you get full access to all the courses, downloadable scripts, audios, videos, and templates. How awesome is that? Now, Manjit, let me tell you a little more about this pen.
On today's episode of YELLA, we take a look back on 2018, we apply for an Expo 2020 grant, we build a studio, and we lose all the footage from the pilot of our new show. Hi, welcome to YELLA. I'm Manjit.
And I'm Mishari. And we're starting a podcast company.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts.
And I've made a podcast before. So I guess we're qualified?
What's the worst that could happen?
Don't even get me started. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
We say that as if we didn't spend New Year's together.
Right? Like every day.
So yeah, it's 2019, and how are you feeling looking back on 2018?
2018 was pretty intense, like
just a smidge.
Just a smidge. Felt like we were doing a lot of learning.
Yeah.
Just felt like starting Finial Media and getting everything to come together and all the bumps along the way just felt like it was just like, okay, that was a learning experience, move on. Okay, we learned something. Don't, you know, don't be held down by why this is taking one more day. I took it that way, and it was exhausting.
It's crazy because, like, when you think about it, we kind of talked about the idea in August, but we started working on it in September. And so it's literally, we've only been working on it for like 4 months.
What?
Yeah.
Why does it feel like it's been longer?
Because, you know, spending time with me, just time flies. Everyone
like,
says so.
Wow, when you say 3 months, I was like, no, that can't be right.
It feels like it's been a year.
Yeah, right? Like, literally, it feels like we've been at... Well, I guess that's what it's like when you're working so hard at something. Just, you know, gauge of time is different. And you're putting in all this effort. And so when you look back, you're like, wow, we did a lot. And then you're like, what, only 3 months? So that's a good takeaway.
It's actually more a testament to how much we've accomplished in those 4 months.
Well said.
You know what I mean? Yes. So it couldn't possibly be 4 months because look at how much we've done.
Yeah.
That is how I choose to look at it.
Okay. I think I like that. That's the new 2019 outlook.
Yeah, right?
Positive.
So speaking of 2019, what are you excited about for 2019?
I'm excited about growing.
Yeah.
So we really need to push our reach. We've got new content that we want to put out. We want to grow the company.
Yeah.
And I think 2019 holds a lot of promise. We've changed tact. We've learned certain things about how we want to run the company and how we want to produce our content.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've, you know, it's about putting that into practice. And that's really got me excited. It's like, okay, we did all the learning. Let's see how we can execute on that and what else we learned from that execution.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm excited about the new shows. Like, I want to start putting together some new shows because, I mean, the show's great and I love doing it. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun, but...
But I think, like, I want to start, like, working off of all the stuff we got from the focus groups and putting together some new shows, and I think...
How about some Arabic content?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the Arabic content is going to be exciting.
Inshallah.
I think that'll be interesting. So, yeah, but, I mean, you took 2 weeks off of work... And
off the day job.
Off the day job, yeah, off the day job.
This has also been working. It's fun, but we've been at it. Like,
yeah.
So I took those 2 weeks off. It gave us more time to focus on this.
Yeah.
You've been, well, I don't know if it's time off. You've been on this.
Yeah,
and you've
exactly.
been working at it. So We had the day off here and there. We moved some of the schedule, but
we took the 1st of January off. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't talk to each other on that day.
Yeah, the one day we didn't. But yeah, so we've been pretty busy. One of the things that we did, though, before 1st of January, ramping up to the end of the year, was we applied for the Expo 2020 grant.
Yeah, Expo 2020 Live has a grant for some interesting social enterprises or
startups that are doing things that are kind of interesting in the realm of connectivity or the digital space or the environmental space. And
it was funny because we hadn't heard about it until somebody said, hey, they extended
the deadline to the 31st.
Yeah. So we literally in the last week,
In the last week of December, we started working.
It was the last 3 days. It felt like 4 days. I mean, we heard about it and then it was like, put our proposal together, put the video together that went with that proposal, and recorded that, had it produced by Abdellah Majan, guys.
Shout out
to this guy, is awesome. Turnaround was amazing. Yeah. We'll put his details in the show notes. You guys have to check him out. And he makes some funny videos as well.
Yeah.
And then, literally 31st, slide in there, got everything, proposal and video in there. And yeah, it was pretty good.
We met to kind of work on it Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We shot our 1 minute video for this Thursday.
I like how it sounds like we only filmed for a minute. It was 2 hours.
It was 2 hours, yeah. And then we submitted the video on Monday.
Yeah.
But that was an exhausting few days. And the filming was not my favorite part of it.
So you don't really, let's say, you're not comfortable in front of a camera.
It's not my favorite experience, I'll say. I get very, very awkward.
So we intend to double down on that? Is that why now? We're going to desensitize you?
Yeah, we're basically going to just stick me in front of a camera until I somehow get used to it. I don't know. But, I mean, Abdullah was getting pretty frustrated. I was getting pretty frustrated. And we actually have audio from that. So let's go to that.
This is the beauty of doing this kind of stuff. There's always proof.
All right, cut. One more take.
Yep.
And Shari, relax. And be less. Yeah. Fahamna.
Yeah.
Little do you know, this is me relaxed.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's okay. But.
Define okay.
I need you to be happy. That's okay for me.
Usa.
Just for 20 more minutes.
Okay. Allah.
I tell you the reaction.
I was like, we're doing this for another 2 minutes. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yalla, we're ready. Then.
Okay, ready?
Oh, yeah, man. It's...
No.
That's good. All right.
All right.
All right, I'm ready here. And take two and action.
Hi, I'm Majal Al-Qasimi.
I'm Shadi Arnazi, and we are Finyal Media.
We feel that the current media landscape is not championing...
I moved my hands.
You're very, very dull. Come on.
Iftisamak, yalla.
Fine. Yalla. All right.
Don't make me bring up the jokes about the salt yesterday.
I get so freaking nervous in front of a camera, and I think... I mean, I had all my lines memorized. More than you. Okay, you kept getting your lines wrong. I had all my lines memorized, and yet the second you put a camera in front of me, it's just like, I don't know what to do. What do I do with my hands? What do I normally do with my hands? Oh my God, what do I do with my hands?
We literally have different delivery styles. Eh? I don't know. I can respect that. But no, it was important. I thought it was awesome that we pulled it together so quickly. And really, it came down to being able to make the best presentation we could for this grant. Yeah. And just to be clear, as a startup, when you are literally trying to make every dirham, dollar, dinar count, you cannot look away from opportunities that grants or sort of competitions might have where you have access to capital. And really the grant is amazing because it's trying to push for concepts on connectivity, and we're a social engagement enterprise, if you will. We are here to connect stories. We're here to connect people. And the grant is there for, you know, is an opportunity. Don't look away. So we put this together for that.
And that I think is true. Important. It was It was nightmarish for me, but
working on this nightmare theme, we spent literally over the break building a studio.
Yeah, so we went from, oh, Mishari's not good in front of the camera, to who cares if Mishari's not good in front of the camera? Let's build a whole filming studio in Majid's house and film all our episodes.
So I go about it like, let's help Mishari desensitize. We're going to go through multiple sessions in front of a camera so that you get totally chilled with it.
Well, there's very little I haven't been desensitized to yet in life, so I guess we found that one thing. But no, it was a lot of work. We were literally drilling holes all day, painting ourselves, yeah. Scraping paint off the tile,
yeah.
Lugging furniture in and out of a room.
I think just I spent the two of us. All of so many hours with a drill in my hand that my hand was like swollen in the morning from like all the like vibrating the machine did. But I like pat on the back to us.
Yeah.
That turnaround was fast.
Yeah. And we had help from a couple of people that were helping out, which is amazing.
Major, major creds. Thank you. My buddy Greg helped out with the other half of the room. Yeah. So shout out to him as well.
Dilar, the intern, was lifting all of Majid's weights that were kept in the room we're using.
There's some stuff that he did. Exactly. So Dilar got her year's workout. And literally now we've got a space to work out all of our new content.
Yeah, so we get to like just jump in there, practice stuff, look at different concepts.
So why is that important? Well, we had that one experience where we tried a pilot episode.
Yeah, so remember that concept of like bootstrapping that Majid mentioned in a previous episode where he's like, we really have to like spend as little as possible. So we had to kind of find a part-time video editor to, you know, to like put together these pilots that we're working on.
He was good. He's got really cool content, skilled. He was very good on set.
Yes, all of those things are very, very true. Mm-hmm. But after we filmed the pilot, in my apartment, by the way.
Yes. Very kind of you to offer this.
A month later, we have yet to actually receive any footage, not even the raw footage from him. So we've pretty much lost the footage from the pilot of our new show, and we don't really have anything to send to the focus groups to get feedback or anything. So
let us not linger. We will do it again.
So that was a waste of an evening, but nonetheless.
No. We learned a lot of lessons.
That is true. We did learn a lot of lessons.
A lot of lessons. You need to come very prepared.
Yeah.
The more prepared you are, the less you'll be spending in the recording time as well as post.
Yeah.
All of that prep goes a long way to make your content better, your content stronger, so that you're not having to sort of try to fix all the little things that could have been worked out.
Yeah.
So,
but I think these are the kind of things that you have with startups. You always have these kind of problems, these failures, these things that don't work out. And
building processes, really. You have to build your process, which is what this was about.
And you kind of learn from it. It's not always going to be the perfectly edited show that you're putting out. There's a lot of crap that happens between show and show.
So one of those processes or something that you have to do with the show is figure out what it's going to be called.
So
we decided to try and figure out a name
for our new show.
Let's listen into that.
People love puns, so they're going to milk it.
Daily Egg. Bayblock.
What, no, what? Don't use Baylock.
I don't know why Baylock, that was written.
No. Bro, you said Baylock, bro.
Who said Baylock? Someone said it.
Baylock.
Oh, Baylock. Sorry, I didn't.
Okay.
That doesn't. Baylock.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But like, I don't have.
For the uninitiated. I love how nobody wants to answer because you're suddenly very shy. Like,
no, I don't mind. I just want to be respectful.
Go ahead.
Last
moment. Go ahead. Tell him.
I have my assumptions. It's just like, I don't want to be like, somebody says it and you're like, oh shit, I didn't realize it meant that.
Okay, so, you know, when you're trying to figure out a new show's name, you can go into some funny little corners with the ideas.
Just a little. We had been doing it for a good half an hour by the time we got to that point.
Yeah.
So we were getting desperate and also trying to come up with names that work in both Arabic and English.
Yeah.
And sometimes
metaphors can be kind of weird when you're trying to cross languages, and that's where the territory we were in. But the thing is, I always believe so long as you can keep it simple,
yeah.
you know, you the show will make the name, not the other way around. And yeah. I know people can get caught up with, oh, let's find the perfect name, let's find the perfect show. And then sometimes you come back to the most basic stuff, and that's how it works. You build the identity for the word or the name of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the new show. We were both hoping to have more to put on this episode about the new show, but because we lost the pilot footage.
So this was the challenge, like the scheduling and having lost that content. But really, I'm really excited about this new show. It's going to be in Arabic.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's an important point to make. And we really, really hope to be able to share more with you maybe in the next episode. What are we talking about in the next episode? Do we have an idea?
So I guess our next episode will definitely be available by video as well as audio for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because we're testing out the studio that we built. Yep. So hopefully by next episode we'll be able to show it be on YouTube as well as on
exactly.
Podcasts.
You see exactly how uncomfortable Mishari gets.
We'll also have more news about our new show and the host, because at that point we'll have piloted it, we'll have sent it out to the focus groups, gotten some feedback. I think that'll make for some interesting stuff.
Bingo.
And I think we're getting a little closer to that third partner we talked about.
Fingers crossed.
Like a couple of episodes, so maybe we can talk a bit more about that. So either a host or a partner will be introduced next episode. We're unsure. So, you know, welcome to our startup existence. When we know, you'll know, I guess is basically the message here.
This is 2019, everybody. Okay. Listen, join us on next episode to find out which way it goes, because we sure as hell don't know. You can find Yalla on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anghami, or wherever else you get your episodes from. This has been a production of Finyal Media, recording out of Dubai. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we love your feedback, so keep it coming.
Actually, instead of asking for feedback, let's do something a little different this time.
Cool.
If you guys are enjoying listening to Yalla, and you have a friend that you think would enjoy listening to you guys kind of trying to start a business and struggling and hating themselves and wondering what the hell they're doing with their lives, then maybe recommend it to them so they can feel better about what they're doing with their lives.
Tell a friend, guys. And listen, if you could show them how it works on their podcast app, that would be great, so we could find more people who enjoy podcasts.
Defo.
All right. This is Majal Qasimi saying ma'a salama.
And this is Mishari. Bye, guys.
Hey, Manjit, I will sell you this pen for $1 million.
Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Just buy it.
No.
Buy the pen.
No.
Just buy the damn pen.
You know, you really need to work on your sales skills.
Hey, guys, so this episode is sponsored by Sales Society. As everyone listening knows, part of starting a successful startup is sales. And Sales Society is a place where you can learn sales techniques and tips to grow your business.
Now, we wouldn't bring you something that we haven't tried ourselves. I personally have used Sales Society's courses and learned how to follow up creatively without nagging, how to re-engage those disappearing clients, as well as how to schedule more meetings that result in closing more sales and getting referrals.
And of course, we got you guys an amazing deal. If you head over to the link in the episode description, salessocietymm.com, and put in the offer code YALLA at checkout, you will get 2 months free Gold Pass access, which means you get full access to all the courses, downloadable scripts, audios, videos, and templates. How awesome is that? Now, Majid, let me tell you a little more about this pen.